Listen, sweetie, I really appreciate you coming over. Really, I do. Nothing could make me happier. I mean, it's my birthday, so I know the day is very special, and you want to be here for it, but you've been coming over for each of my birthdays since we were kids. I can understand if you miss this one. I really won't take it personal. It's just that, well, tonight my birthday just happens to coincide with the night of a full moon, and you know what that means, right? You know what a full moon does to a wolf girl, like me, don't you? I've told you 1,000 times, we can get very touchy-feely, to say the least, and very possessive, especially over people we care about, which in my case is you. I just want to respect your boundaries is all. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but it's going to be hard for me to do that when the full moon is going to be having an effect on me. It's going to be really hard. To not put my hand on top of yours like this, when it's just begging me to.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. This is exactly the sort of thing I was talking about. It must be later than I thought if I'm already getting like this. You know what? I'm going to be honest. Part of me would really like it if you'd stay, but I just can't let you do that. Who knows what I might do to you?
Like putting my hand on your thigh like this.
Oh no, I did it again. See? This is exactly what I mean. At this rate, I'm just going to be doing things like this again and again to you, and making you super uncomfortable. And who knows how far I might go.
Especially when you're so defenseless. I could keep you here forever if I wanted.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, sweetie. I really, really did not mean that. That wasn't me. That was the moon talking is all. You know I love and respect you. Haven't I always been considerate to you? I must have, if you've stayed friends with me for all these years, right? We're so close, which is exactly why...
We could cuddle a bit. There's plenty of space in my bed. I'm sure you'd love it there. Enough to stay forever.
No, no, no! Not forever! You should not stay forever! I mean, I'd really like that, but no! Your proximity to me is putting you in danger. You're precious. You're sweet. You've always visited me. You've always kept me company. I couldn't ask for a better friend, which is why you need to keep some distance. Just for tonight. You don't deserve my super forward advances. You deserve to be taken care of.
And I can take care of you. I'll take care of you in every way you can think of. So stay for a while. You could even move in.
Or you could leave your super clingy friend and go home and be safe. Yeah, that would be a safer bet. Please, sweetie, please don't do this to yourself. I don't know what I'd do if I did anything inappropriate to you. I know you put a lot of thought into today, but we can always celebrate my birthday later. You know, when it's not the night of the full moon.
Where I just want to pin you down forever.
Even though I shouldn't. Sorry, I really shouldn't. And I won't. But I need you to help me with that. Like I said, we can do this some other day. We can have the cake some other time.
I mean, a shame the cake will have to wait. Your lips look really sweet and delicious.
I mean the cake. The cake looks really sweet and delicious. Sorry, I was zoning out for a bit there. How late is it? Oh, jeez, just look out the window. It's way darker out than I thought it would be.
But I guess it's not so bad, right? I mean, who cares what it's like outside when you're here? I'm sure it wouldn't be so bad if you'd stay. I could probably restrain myself. Probably.
Wait, no! No, don't listen to me! That is not at all what I meant to say. What I meant to say is
I really like you. You've been my friend for so long, I can kind of feel like you're mine, you know? I feel like you belong to me. So why would you ever leave me? You've got everything you need right here. A cozy home, some good food, and most importantly of all, a wolf girl who is very, very into you.
very, very into you getting to a safe place far away from me for tonight. I mean tonight. Tonight.
Tonight. It's just the two of us. Forget about the outside world. Forget about the moon. Forget that I'm not acting like my normal self. To be completely honest with you, what I'm feeling right now just feels so right that I can say without a doubt that this is the real me. Wouldn't you like to get to know the real me?
Wouldn't you like to find out just how loving and devoted and possessive I really am? All this time I've been holding back, you know. Do you know what it was like on the full moons when you kept your distance from me? Oh, every atom of me was just aching for you. I was squirming and squirming and squirming and agonizing over the fact that you were so far away from me. At the very moment that I was so desperate for you. But now you're right here in front of me, and you're not going anywhere. I'd kill anything that tried to separate us. I'm going to put my hand on your face now, okay, sweetie? Oh, you're just so precious, and I even gave you a bit of warning. See? I told you I'm considerate. I'm restraining myself more than enough, even though I don't want to. Your skin feels like it was made for me. And you know what? It really was. You were made for me. I told you, didn't I? That I felt like you were mine? Well, let me clarify that for you, sweetie. You are definitely, 100% without a doubt, mine. Which is why I'm going to treat you right. It may be my birthday, but I'm going to be the one spoiling you. That's not to say you aren't my present, though. Come to my bedroom. It's my birthday. We need to celebrate. We can start by watching the movie you picked out. Maybe we'll have some of the cake. Maybe we can play a game or two or something after. It doesn't really matter. As long as I'm with you and you're mine and you're not going anywhere. But then after that, who knows where the night will take us.